it's your girl, Grace Oben. Welcome to Magnetize. Are you a dream builder? We are here to help you embark on your life-changing journey. Remember, whatever your mind can conceive, you have the power to achieve. Are you ready to make your dream a reality? Let's do it!
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, welcome to the Unlocking Your Potential and Leading a Life of Meaning and Fulfillment Masterclass. I'm Grace Oben, and today I have the honor to share with you a few thoughts on how to unlock your full potential and lead a life of meaning and fulfillment. We will be in this transformative course. You will embark on a journey of self-discovery and personal growth to unlock your true potential and live a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. So we'll be going through some strategies and, you know, through this time that we have together. And I'll be sharing with you some steps to help you, to help guide you on how to really unlock your full potential and live a life of meaning and fulfillment. So the first step I'd like to share with you today is envisioning your dream life with clarity and purpose. You know, before you embark on any journey, before you embark on any project, you want to be really clear on what you are about to embark on. You need clarity and you need passion. You know, you need to define your vision. What's your vision? What is it you want to achieve? What's your purpose? What's your goal? What's your mission? You know, take the time to clarify articulately, or take the time to clarify or to clearly articulate what your dream life looks like. You know, in terms of whether it's your career, relationships, health, and personal growth, you also want to set specific goals. You want to set specific goals. You want to break down your vision into specific measurable goals that will help you move closer to realizing your dream life. You want to visualize your success. What does that mean? Create a mental picture of yourself living your dream life. Engaging all your senses and your emotions to make the vision more valid and compelling. You want to also align with your values. Ensure that your vision and your goals are in alignment with your core values and your beliefs to create a sense of purpose and fulfillment. You don't want to pursue a vision that it's not in alignment with your core values. You know, you want to take inspired steps. Inspired actions. Take consistent and purposeful steps towards your goals. Fuel your passion, you know, clarify your vision, you know, to bring your dream life into reality. So that's the first thing you want to do. The second step you want to take is taking consistent actions and stay open to new opportunities that come your way. You know, sometimes we just shut our eyes or shut ourselves out of other opportunities, new opportunities for different reasons. But you want to stay open to new opportunities that come your way. You know, you want to do that by developing a routine. Establish a daily and weekly routine that includes tasks and actions align with your goals to maintain consistency in your effort. I always say to people that the result is in the consistency. The consistency is what produces the result. You know, not a one-time thing. It's when you're consistent in whatever you do, that's when you start seeing the real result. You also want to stay flexible. You want to remain open to adjusting your plans and strategies as needed. Sometimes you might need to tweak things. Sometimes you might need to adjust things. So you want to be open to adjustment. You want to stay flexible. You want to embrace change and new opportunities that may arise unexpectedly. You want to also embrace learning by continuously seeking new knowledge, skills, and experiences to expand your horizons. To be prepared to seize opportunities that come your way. One thing I say to people is that one of the worst things that can happen to someone is to have an opportunity and not be prepared for it. It's better to be prepared and then you don't have the opportunity. But to have an opportunity, then you are not prepared. I think that's one of the worst things that can really happen to anyone. I know that for sure because it happened to me years ago. And I always coach people to always be prepared. It's better for you to be prepared and the opportunity never comes your way, but than for you not to be prepared and then you have an opportunity. But you can't take advantage of that opportunity because you were not prepared for that opportunity. And you want to network and connect by building relationships with diverse individuals and communities to increase your exposure to potential opportunities and collaborations. Partnership is a beautiful thing. One person can accomplish 1,000, but two people will do 10,000. Can you imagine that? It's not doubled. Right? It's 10 times the number. So collaboration is something you want to be open. You want to stay open to. Partnership is something you want to stay open to. You also want to practice gratitude by cultivating a mindset of gratitude for the opportunities that come your way, right? You want to acknowledge and appreciate the positive impact they have brought into your life, they have on your journey towards your goal. The third thing is that you want to surround yourself with positivity. Like, this is so important. This is so important. Staying positive, surrounding yourself with positivity, gratitude, and belief in your ability. Through positive environment, surrounding yourself with positive and uplifting people who believe in your potential and encourage your growth and success. You want to distance yourself from people who constantly try to discourage you, people who constantly trying to discourage you from pursuing your dreams. People who are always looking for something, looking for 10,000 reasons why something will not work, instead of looking for reasons why they will work. You want to be mindful of people like that. You want to distance yourself from people like that. You want to surround yourself with people who are positive, who will say things that will uplift you, who will say things that will inspire you, who will say things that will encourage you, who will say things that will bring the best out of you. People who will say to you, you know what? I know you can do this. I know you've got what it takes. You might not know everything that you need to know at this point, but one thing I know for sure is that you can do this. You've got this. You can do this. You want to surround yourself with people like that. Those are the people you want to stay around. Those are the people you want to surround yourself with. You also want to practice gratitude, by cultivating a daily practice of gratitude to focus on the positive aspects of your life and build a mindset of abundance and appreciation. You don't want to think lack. You want to be grateful. There's a very old hymn that says, count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord have done for you. You want to practice gratitude. Gratitude is a good thing. Start your day, be grateful, being grateful of the good things that have come your way, being grateful of the people in your life, of the opportunities, and just be grateful of the fact that you are alive. You have the gift of life. And you want to end your day being grateful for the protection, right? You want to practice affirmations, visualizations. You know, you want to use positive affirmations and visualizations techniques to reinforce belief in your abilities and envision your success in achieving your goals. You know, you also want to practice self-compassion. You know, it's so easy to be compassionate towards other people, but not towards yourself, right? The same compassion you show for your friend that you really care for that person you really care for, is the same level of compassion you need to show for yourself. But sometimes we can be very hard on ourselves, right? We can be, when it comes to our friend, we can comfort them, we can show them empathy, we can console them, we will be there for them, but we sometimes are not very kind to ourselves. You know, being kind and compassionate towards your own self, acknowledging your strength, acknowledging your accomplishments while learning from setbacks and challenges. You know, you want to acknowledge those things, no matter how small they are, those accomplishments, no matter how small they are, you want to acknowledge them by practicing self-compassion. You want to always develop yourself. Self-development is another important aspect. You want to invest in personal development, activities such as reading, learning new skills. You know, learning is an ongoing thing. There are different levels in life. There are different levels in whatever we do, whether it's a career, profession, business, even our personal life, just as people, there are different levels. So ongoing learning, it's so important, it's vital. And then there is this self-reflection to enhance your self-belief and cultivate a positive mindset for growth and success. The fourth step is embracing challenges as growth opportunities and celebrate your achievements along the journey. Right? You want to establish goals that resonate with your deepest desires and values. You want to embrace challenges as growth opportunities. You know, we are to grow through our challenges. We are to grow through challenges. Growing through what we go through, it's so important. Challenges are not meant to break us, to bring us down. They are not meant to discourage us. Challenges are not stop signs. They are not signals to stop us, right? They are tests. You can't go to the next level without writing a test, right? Even when we were in school, to get to the next class, you needed to write a test. And it was really challenging. So embracing challenges as growth opportunities and celebrating your achievements along the journey. You don't have to get to the end before you celebrate. You celebrate as you go. You know, have a growth mindset. Embrace those challenges as learning opportunities and personal development, viewing obstacles as stepping stones towards your goals. Obstacles are stepping stones towards your goals. Build resilience, cultivate resilience, you know, by facing challenges with a positive attitude. You know, when you face a challenge, you said, I got this. Perseverance is so important. Perseverance is necessary. And determination to overcome setbacks and grow even stronger. Reflection and learning, it's another thing you want to look into, you want to consider. Reflect on challenges as valuable lessons that provide insights for improvement and growth, allowing you to adapt, you know, and evolve along your journey. Celebrate your milestones. Celebrate each and every milestone. Acknowledge and just celebrate your achievements, no matter how small, to boost your motivation, confidence, and momentum towards your goals. You know, ensure that your goals align with your core values and desires, creating a sense of purpose and fulfillment that motivates you to persevere through challenges and stay committed to your journey. You know, life is a journey. And in the journey of life, there are speed bumps, there are stop signs, but all those are meant to help you grow through that journey, not to discourage you. The fifth point or the fifth step is consistently taking purposeful actions and remain receptive to the signs and opportunities that come your way. Be open to opportunities so you don't miss them when they show up. You know, clearly define your goals and create a plan of action to guide your steps towards achieving them. Establish consistent daily habits that support your goals and keep your focus, or that will keep you focused on taking purposeful steps. You want to set on a course that you must follow. You want to stay focused, avoid distractions. Hold yourself accountable for taking steps towards your goals and seek support from mentors or peers to stay on track. But you need to be your accountability partner, and you want to remain flexible and open to adjusting your actions, right? You want to be open-minded. So you want to be open in adjusting your actions based on feedback. Feedback is important. New information or unexpected opportunities that arises. You want to ask for feedback, constructive feedback. And when you get feedback, take them seriously. Practice mindfulness to stay present in the moment. That will enable you to recognize and seize opportunities that align with your goals and also aspirations. The sixth step is you want to cultivate a mindset of positivity, gratitude, and unwavering belief in your ability to create the life you love. You don't have to settle for less. You don't have to settle for what you don't love. You want to practice positive self-talk. A lot of times we are not the most kind person to ourselves. A lot of times we talk ourselves down. We call ourselves names that we will not call someone we really care for. So you want to practice positive self-talk and again, affirmations to reinforce a mindset of optimism, confidence, and self-belief. You want to practice keeping a gratitude journal to regularly reflect on and appreciate the blessings and opportunities in your life, fostering a positive outlook. Again, you want to use visualization techniques to visualize your success. Imagine yourself already living the life you live, you love. Imagine yourself already living your purpose. Imagine yourself already living your assignment, carrying out your mission for which you were brought on earth to do, or to carry out. Creating a powerful belief in your ability to manifest your dreams. Again, I can't stress it enough, but you need to surround yourself with positivity. Surround yourself with positive influences, such as supportive friends, mentors, and resources that uplift and inspire you. Identify and challenge any limiting beliefs or negative thought patterns that may hinder your progress. Replacing them, right, with empowering beliefs that align with your goals and your aspirations. You know, there are things that people will do for you or people will help you do, but there are things that you will need to do for yourself. And one of those things that you will need to do for yourself is challenging limiting beliefs that hinders your progress. The seventh step is embracing challenges as lessons in disguise, and acknowledge your progress with gratitude and celebration. You deserve it. You want to embrace challenges as lessons in disguise because that's what they are. Challenges are lessons in disguise. And you want to acknowledge your progress with gratitude and celebration. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth and learning, recognizing that overcoming obstacles can lead to personal development and resilience. You want to reflect on challenges as valuable lessons that offer insight and opportunities for improvements, allowing you to adapt and grow stronger, even stronger. Express gratitude for the challenges that you face as they provide opportunities for growth and development, shaping you into a better version of yourself. One of your major goals is to be a better you every day. I always say to myself, Grace, the grace of today needs to be better than the grace of yesterday. Aim at being the better you, better version of yourself. Celebrate your small wins. Acknowledge and celebrate your progress. It's so important. It will boost your confidence. It will inspire you. It will motivate you. It will empower you. No matter how small, it will help you build your momentum. And it will help you stay positive and motivated on your journey. The seventh point and the final point is trusting in the universe's abundance and your inner power to attract the life you truly, truly desire. You deserve to live the life you truly desire. Believe in abundance. Trust in the abundance of the universe. It's real. It's possible. It's available even to you. You just need to believe in it. You just need to trust in it. Knowing that there are endless opportunities and possibilities available to you, embrace the concept of the law of attraction, believing that your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions can attract positive outcomes and experiences into your life. Recognize and tap into your innate power to create the life you desire, understanding that you have the ability to manifest your dreams through focused intention and action. Let go of the need to control every aspect of your life and instead surrender to the flow of the universe, allowing things to unfold naturally in alignment with your intentions. You need to cultivate a sense of gratitude for the blessings in your life and trust in the progress, in the process of manifestation, knowing that the universe supports you in achieving your true desires. The universe is for you, not against you. So you need to believe in the abundance of the universe, and you need to stay aligned with your intentions. I hope that this will trigger something on your insight. I hope that what I just shared with you will help you, will guide you to really start embarking on that journey of that life that you truly, truly would love to live, because you deserve every bit of it. You can have it all. You can have it all. You just need to believe that it's possible and that you have what it takes to achieve it and that you are worthy of it and that you deserve it. So I'm Grace Oben, and it was a privilege, it was an honor to share this with you. And I really hope that this changed something on your insight. Thank you. Now, are you ready to make your dream a reality? Head to freegiftfromgraceoben.com and start your unique journey today. That is freegiftfromgraceoben.com. See you on the other side.